Javi Baez just making contact, it falls in. Same thing with Contreras.
And Hayward.
Oh, see.
The only good thing he did was at least his patented ground out to second tonight went for an RBI because he... I said this to Andy earlier. Mm-hmm. I would have had the second baseman in. Not the rest of the infield.
Yeah.
Just put the second baseman in.
I agree.
Because what's he going to do? He's going to hit it there.
I mean, Dave Roberts has been super aggressive all over the place. That would have made a whole lot of sense. I loved his celebration afterwards. He acted like he had hit a 3-run homer.
I'm clapping.
I'm like, dude, you just rolled over on the 1,000th ground ball to second base you've hit this year. Can somebody help this guy with his swing? I mean, my God. If you watched the game time, they kept on showing that replay over.
So
and
what
over
do you do there?
Again.
You play Almora because
yes.
Soler's not doing anything.
Yes, if you want to play somebody for defense, Almora is very close to as good of a defender as he is. I mean, there's not a huge difference there.
Well, the arm is different.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But like, even the play at the plate tonight, like I thought Hayward took a pretty long time to set himself up.
He saw Adrian Gonzalez running, and normally Gonzalez runs with a piano on his back.
Right. So, but okay, fine. He took his time, but then Contreras took forever to catch the ball and get over.
Well, it short hopped him.
Yeah, I just thought like they almost got a miracle because Gonzalez was safe all day.
The only thing you couldn't tell, and Adam and I were talking about this upstairs, that you couldn't tell from the high view if his hand was actually on the plate or over it.
Here's the deal. Because I tweeted out, I used a DVR on this one. DirecTV's got a good DVR where you can go frame by frame. And I got it to the exact moment where Contreras' glove made contact with Gonzalez's face. Okay, where the tag was applied. And his hand was on the base.
I mean, his hand was on the
base. His hand was on the base. And to Andy's point, there's a little bit of a tiny, 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 tiny little doubt that his fingers may have been up.
Yeah,
because on the frame before that, it was up. So it was really, it actually was a lot closer than it looked at the first replay you saw. You're like, oh, he's safe. No, all day. And then frame by frame, it was a little bit closer. So I guess I can understand why New York was like, well, it's not completely conclusive, so we don't want to overturn the call in the field. But I'm voting that he was safe.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought that it was ridiculous. If you're going to have replay, then have replay. Whatever. And at the time in the game,
it was huge.
It was no score.
Yeah, it was huge.
The Dodgers would have had the lead.
Yeah, the Dodgers would have had the lead.
You don't know what happens.
And you don't know what happens. Cubs go on to win 10-2. People were texting me, like my diehard Cub fans, they were texting me, fixes in. They want the Cubs in the series. Those were the type of texts I was getting.
I'm not going to lie. That popped in my head the moment they called them out.
I mean, they had every...
I didn't say it out loud. I sure as hell didn't tweet it. But I was like, that's an interesting call, Major League Baseball.
I mean, I was wondering later in the game, are they going to the bang-bang play at first, which was another not really bang-bang at all, that went the Cubs' way.
Blatantly safe.
Blatantly safe. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a debate on this one, too, because it's not conclusive? I don't know.
That one was very, very conclusive.
You had to really, really reach to be like, his fingers might not be touching.
They're going to have to tweak replay because the whole sliding into second base, and now players are being told to keep the tag on because you raise up for a millimeter and it takes too long, first of all. And I think it just doesn't fly in the spirit of the game.
You know what takes too long?
Yeah.
Baez pitching for the Dodgers.
Oh, my goodness. Sundial.
Stripling wasn't moving along real fast either. This was a long game tonight.
I drove from Vernon Hills to the studio down here on Michigan Avenue and only missed the fifth inning. That's a long drive.
Yeah.
It took one inning. That was it.
You know there was a lot of stuff going on where people just walking around scratching the behind, all that was going on. But who doesn't matter? Whatever, they won the ball
and,
game.
And you're just talking about what's going on in Michigan Avenue right now.
Yeah, that too. Good scratch out there on the street celebrating.
Wait, what are you talking about? Just the Dodgers?
No, yes.
Can we talk about how bad they were tonight?
They were pretty bad.
I mean, you got a gift in the second where it should have been a double play, and Utley just drops the ball.
Tries to barehand it.
You don't take advantage of that.
That was unbelievable.
You don't take advantage of that situation. So I see where you started the show, Carm, by bringing up your misery. It was not going well to start this game. You go 1-2-3 in the first. You get an absolute gift from Utley in the second. You don't take advantage of it. And you got Lackey leading off the third.
Yeah, they were.
And then, again, Rizzo strikes out to end the third. And he's 0-2 with 2 Ks. I mean, this was looking bad.
It did not feel good early. at all. And Rizzo's first at bat in inning number one was atrocious. Even Fowler's at bat leading off the game, and Bryant kind of timidly rolled over a ball to third. And I'm like, this is the way we're starting tonight? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It didn't feel great, but they found their footing, man. Zobrist with the bunt, Baez with the bloop, Contreras with the little knock. It all fell together, and then just to see Addison Russell crank one. Oh, I mean, that was just, you could finally exhale 4-0.
Well, here's the deal. Addison Russell goes 3-for-5 in this game with a home run, and his two outs went to the warning track.
It's true.
Yep.
The guy turned it around tonight.
Mm-hmm. He did.
No question about it. He gets dropped down to the eighth. I like the decision. When I saw today's lineup, I didn't have any issues, except I told you guys last night that I wanted to see Ross in there. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't. Okay. Contreras is fine. Russell moving down to the eighth spot. Good. I still liked him in the lineup.
How about Contreras with the pickoff, by the way?
That was beautiful.
That was huge.
That was so huge.
That's another bad play, though, by the Dodgers. Yeah. You can't have that happen to you.
You're right.
Great
You're
tag
right.
by Russell, too, on a tough throw.
It was.
Tough
so
yep.
you got the Utley drop. You have Turner getting picked off at second. You have
Andrew Tolles in left field throwing the ball all over the place.
First of all, I like that send.
Yeah.
I like that send. He would have been out by a mile, but given that Hayward and Russell were coming up to bat at that time, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You're looking for Tolles to throw the ball in the dugout,
yep.
And that was a horrendous throw. So you have that play.
I didn't like that send at all at the time, for the record, but there was nobody out.
With Hayward coming. Yeah.
But I get
Hayward,
it.
Russell, and Lackey.
I get it. If that's how he was thinking, if we could put Gary Jones under the truth, that look, these guys behind him stink right now.
That was my problem when I looked at the lineup tonight.
He basically had the ball as he was rounding third with nobody out. It's a super aggressive send.
Actually, he had the ball. Tolles had the ball before Zobrist touched third.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a timeout. We're here, though, for you. 312-981-7200. We'll take your phone calls, take your texts. The Cubs win. Carm let off this huge sigh of relief right before we went on the air. And I'm sure that most of Chicago is doing that right now. So a huge must-win game tonight for the Cubs. They get the win 10-2, convincing fashion, and the series is tied at 2. Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini at 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11. This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN.
720 WGN.
Cubs win 10-2.
World Series, baby. Mazur, say World Series for me.
I refuse at this particular point in time.
And O'Hoge, say World Series.
World Series.
World Series.
Just amazing what a 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
If you want to hear the roller coaster, it is right here.
I'm not.
True Blue Playoff Plus sitting next to me.
I will.
Every single day.
I'm going to ride the roller coaster. They lose tomorrow. It's going to be death tomorrow night. They win tomorrow. World Series. I mean, right? How could it be anything other than that?
Well, let's talk about tomorrow. Dave Roberts says before the game, he's not pitching Kershaw.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you believe him?
I actually do. I mean, he threw a bullpen today. It'd be crazy if you have a guy throw a bullpen, Andy Mazur, Mr. Baseball, in the history of the world, when have they ever come back and pitch the next day?
Well, you know, I guess
or
you
a
could,
start.
Wouldn't be a start. It'd be a relief appearance. We saw it with Kershaw because when he came into Game 5 of the National League Division Series against the Nationals, he had thrown a little bit of a bullpen session the day before. But generally speaking, it's 2 days before your start, at least, maybe 3 before your next start.
I mean, maybe he's thinking about it like I'm guaranteeing myself a Game 7 if he trusts Kershaw that much.
That's possible. Or he thinks that, listen, we have pushed this guy pretty hard, and I just don't think he's going to be ready. And I feel like Kenta Maeda at home will pitch better than he would at Wrigley Field. I don't know.
But you got to be feeling
that's
pretty.
That's what it was. That was what came up during the broadcast tonight, was that Maeda would be better at Dodger Stadium as opposed to being on the road, and they feel better with Kershaw being on the road.
Okay, well, let's go.
I think you got to like your chances if you're the Cubs.
You
with
do.
John Lester.
Well, and I thought Lester's interview, if you watch the game tonight, they talked to John Lester, and I was wondering how Lester was feeling with Joe Maddon saying last game when he took him out that, yeah, I didn't think he had his great stuff. And I'm like, how's that resonating with John Lester? Well, they asked him about it, and he said, yeah, no, I really didn't. I absolutely was not 100% on my game. I forget his exact words, but that was the point.
Yeah, he said it was accurate.
So, and he's pitching a huge, huge, huge game five. And if you need him in game seven, I would think he'd be available if it gets that far.
312-981-7200. We'll get your phone calls in here. We'll hear from the manager, Joe Maddon, when he gets to the podium at Dodger Stadium. We'll also check in with Kevin Powell, who's out there covering the series for us in L.A. This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN.
Hey, let's get out to L.A. and Joe Maddon having his press conference. Joe Madden's the manager of your Chicago Cubs.
When you're going through the moment that they were, it's a confidence issue. It's always is. So going into tomorrow, I know when they show up at the ballpark, there's going to be a good bounce about them. Probably going to see the ball a little bit better, slow things down a little bit, those kind of buzzwords that you're always looking for when a guy starts swinging the bat well. More than anything, it's about confidence, and I want to believe they're going to show up tomorrow with a lot more confidence than they showed up today.
And all the way in the back left?
Yes, Joe.
Wow.
Can you talk about Mike Montgomery coming in with the bases loaded, getting out with minimal damage, and also helping himself in that sixth?
Yeah. Actually, if he just gets his glove out of the way, he gets out of the inning. But he did a great job. The strikeout, Seager's great, ground ball Turner. And then eventually he escapes with no more runs. That was obviously very, very big for us. I want to leave him in that. As long as the score is 5-2, he's going to hit. You know, there's no way to double switch. I'm not going to double switch at that point. And then, yes, that's a big knock to left field for him. And then, again, it opened up afterwards. But the pitching, getting him in there in that moment, once John walked two guys, John doesn't normally walk people like that. And so here comes Utley, Seager, Turner, Gonzalez, third time around. Again, it's not like, middle of June. You got to play a little bit different from the pitching perspective. And so we did, and it worked out.
And over here to the left, Phil.
Okay, then. I'm with you.
Joe, you had said you really wanted to score first tonight. How big were those two outs on the bases, the pickoff of Turner and then Hayward's throw and that appeal? And how did you see the appeal?
Just like you did, it was awkward. We thought that they may have called him safe. We really did. But I don't know if it came down to it, but it's that old hovering over the top of the – is it hovering or hovering? Hovering.
Whatever you want.
I would be hovering.
Crick. You can't tell whether that hand was over the top of the plate or not, and I think that's what they had to go by because we've had to go against us at other times this year where it looked very obvious to us one way, then it came out another. So it's the way it's what it is. But how about Contreras' pick at second? That was very large with Gonzalez sitting right there. Put a whole different feel or look on the game. He had himself quite a game behind the plate. He's a weapon. He's a weapon the way he throws the baseball. And he's not afraid. You can see he's fearless. The tag just jumped out there, got a piece of Gonzalez, and then the pick at second. He had himself a pretty good night.
And all the way in the back, Joel.
Yes, sir. Joel.
Joe, you said it's not the middle of June. You have to have it different from a pitching perspective. Why doesn't that go for a lineup when it's struggling at this time of year to be more kind of dynamic and just say, hey, this guy is one for something. I've got to change it or something like that.
Well, I think, with that, you just don't have as many options. I would say is the guys that we had on the field tonight probably had the most at-bats. If you really break it down, probably best opportunity from in my mind's eye. Now you could make an argument maybe for one guy possibly, but otherwise this is our best lineup. We've had 103 wins. This is our lineup that got us to that particular juncture. We had two tough nights. So what? I mean, I can't overreact for two tough nights. We changed it up a little bit yesterday. Part of it is I want to keep Soler solvent regarding pinch hitting. And he got his chance again to pinch hit tonight. He had three at-bats. I think it was three yesterday. But basically, I think when it comes down to manipulation of the game, a bullpen, when you talk about your bullpeners, these guys are used to doing a whole bunch of different things daily, and they're always involved. They just might have a different time of the game to be involved with right now. Position players, I mean, Addison's, arguably one of the best shortstops in the league. Baez at second base. I don't know why you would really necessarily want to. If you had more position players, possibly, like if the roster was larger, you might consider something like that. But these are your guys, and they showed up tonight.
And all the way in the back?
Joe, back to that bunt by Ben in the fourth. Was that something you guys talked about before the at-bat, or was that just a heads-up play from
Ben? It's always best when Benny does something extemporaneously. Whenever I give him a sign, it never works. So I'm glad he thought of it on his own.
And Allison over here to the right?
Just on Edwards Jr. coming out of the game, what was the...
Yeah, we could have been a cramp. We're not 100% sure yet. It wasn't anything awful. I just talked to our trainer, and we got to wait till tomorrow to see how he reacts to it. talking to him in the clubhouse, he described it as being less than mild. So hopefully it was just a cramp, and we'll reevaluate tomorrow.
And Phil over here to the left. Phil.
Joe, just kind of big picture on the series now. It's 2 out of 3, and you look at the pitchers that are lined up to pitch on both sides.
Glad John Fox didn't answer that last question.
What should anybody expect from here?
What you've seen so far. I mean, it's been a pretty interesting series to this point. I did not expect it to be such a lopsided victory for us today, although they had theirs yesterday. Moving forward, John, and then Kershaw waiting in the wings. Of course, it's like you said, it's 2 out of 3 right now. We know it's at least going back home at some point. Tomorrow would be a pretty nice day to come out on top, and going back home, having to win 1 of 2. We've been pretty good at Wrigley all year. So it's just an interesting baseball series, man. I think it's great. I think it's great for baseball. I talked about this the other day. I think if you're looking to garner new fans, this is a great venue for that. Kids watching on TV, and it's very exciting. It's very exciting stuff.
You're the best.
Is there a last one for Joe? Nope. Okay, we'll let him get back.
Love Thank
him.
You.
I think Addison Russell.
All right, it's the manager, Joe Maddon at Dodger Stadium. We'll hit a break, come back, finish off Rob Martier's news, and then we'll kick it around with
720 WGN.
No doubt about it tonight, that's for sure. Cubs win 10-2. The bats come alive. Most importantly, Anthony Rizzo.
I have some news on that.
Home run, single, single. After starting the game with 2 strikeouts. We got to the bottom of the bat.
We did. Via Twitter here, John Greenberg of The Athletic says that Matt Caesar told him that Rizzo used Caesar's bat last night for the broken bat single, but went back to his own model for the 2 strikeouts tonight, and for the third AB, the home run, a Caesar bat. All hail Caesar.
All hail Caesar, indeed. And hey, man, whatever works. When you're struggling to the level that Anthony Rizzo was, Matt Caesar, Albert Almora, whatever it is, I love it. Switch it up. Do something. Give yourself a different feel up there. And huge, huge night for Anthony Rizzo.
Not only for Rizzo, but also Addison Russell breaks through. He hits a huge 3-run home run in the fourth. Also adds on 2 more singles, and his 2 outs in this game went to the warning track as well. So, I mean, Addison Russell looked completely different tonight. Just a big development with Anthony Rizzo and Addison Russell coming through.
You leave him in the 8 hole? Do you move him up to 7?
I was going to ask you that.
Well, here's the only debate. If Hayward's in there, I'm flipping him.
Yeah. You gotta bump him up. Let's go back to Dodger Stadium. John Lackey's talking right now in the locker room.
Thanks. So yeah, that, you have to ask the guys that were swinging.
How much do you like that moment, being put in a position where you guys really needed a win tonight just to kind of slip the momentum back to you guys?
Been in a few of them, so it's fun to have that challenge. I mean, Every game this time of year is a challenge. It doesn't really matter what the score is in the series.
You said you've been in a few. Now John's going tomorrow with a chance to put you guys up 3-2 going home. You know, what do you think is going through his mind right now as he gets ready for that start?
Big left hand's been here before. He'll be just fine.
So having been through, like you said, a few of these, sometimes does games like this, innings like that, can they shift an entire series?
I think, honestly, sometimes you can get a little bit too carried away. I mean, we were down 2-1, a couple hours ago, and now all of a sudden we're great again. It's 2-2. I mean,
he's talking to you, Mark.
I'm
listening.
You guys over-dramatize everything. So, I mean,
I do.
Still talking to you, Garb.
We are in Hollywood.
Great point. I think you saw it.
How did you feel about your outing today?
Incomplete.
Why were you upset?
Why?
Yeah.
We won the game. We'll go with that.
How about that? John Lackey clearly not happy.
Gave it the incomplete.
With being taken out. When he had totally lost the strike zone. You can't mess around in the playoffs. That inning, as it was, still turned out to be 5-2 when it was all over. Could have been a lot worse. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's rewind. And fine, it worked out. And Joe Maddon's explanation in the postgame, I thought, was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
This is not June. This is October, and you do things differently. And the Dodgers have a lot of lefties, which he didn't add on. And Mike Montgomery's been pitching well. Despite some Cub fans who don't think he is, Montgomery's been very good, and Joe Maddon has a lot of trust in this guy. However, if Jake Arrieta had walked two guys, he would have been left in the ballgame. Right?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, look, John Lester got yanked early, according to everybody.
Yep.
He did.
And Arrieta only went five yesterday.
Lester was yanked for a pinch hitter, a little bit different.
Well, not really. If you have confidence in your pitcher and you want him to go out and it's October and you think he's on top of his game, you send him back out there.
Four innings and however many pitches he threw. What did
72,
he
I think
72,
it was?
Here, I'll pull it up.
It was
73
quick.
Pitches.
Yeah. He went walk.
And the pitches weren't even close.
Was the problem.
Yeah.
He had no control.
Well, okay. The second walk was on a 3-2 count, and it was outside, clearly. But it wasn't like he was hitting the backstop. But okay, that's fine. He's not a guy that walks a lot of people. Maddon said that didn't look like him. If you want to throw something out there on John Lackey, which I've thought since he's come off the disabled list, it's not the same guy.
No.
He's whatever's going on in that shoulder, this is a tough Texan veteran, pitches through pain, is going to grind it out.
I thought he was pretty good tonight before that.
He was good. He wasn't...
He was a lot better than he was against the Giants.
In the Giants game, he looked terrible.
Yeah.
Tonight, I thought he pitched well, but he still... whatever's going on, the stamina in the shoulder or something, he's just not the same John Lackey to me that he was early in the season. So I could see that being a part of Joe Maddon's decision as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I mean, he smelled danger. He got him out of there.
The other side of it is, do you trust their bullpen to get you through the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th? I thought it was asking an awful lot.
Well, there's a lot of faith, like you said.
Well, they did.
In Montgomery. There's a lot of faith in Montgomery. The thing that concerned me tonight was the Carl Edwards Jr. Tweak of the hamstring. And from what you heard there with Joe Maddon, he said it was less than mild. Which is very good, because I love the way this kid is throwing. I think they need to throw him more.
They called it a cramp, and hopefully that's what it is. They'll reevaluate that situation tomorrow. We got to take another timeout. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take your phone calls and your texts. This is True Blue Playoff Plus, presented by Wintrust, the home of Cubs checking, and by Sloan Water Connects Us, right here on 720 WGM. Coming out of L.A. right now with Adrian Gonzalez, and... Look, there was a play in the second inning where he's thrown out at home, and the call right away. But by the way, get the ball to home plate, Jason Hayward, if you're in for your defense.
Thank you for saying that.
He did take forever.
Okay, so Hayward throws a one-hopper after taking forever to get the ball in.
And it was up the line. It was up the first base
side,
it wasn't a
great throw. A lot of people gave him credit for a great throw. I didn't think it was a great throw at all.
It's a great catch by Contreras on the short hop.
Yeah, so he dives, and it was a good slide by Adrian Gonzalez. Great slide by Adrian Gonzalez. And it called him out. He appeared to be out. But as soon as you saw a replay, it was pretty obvious his hand snuck in there. Now, when you slowed it down, and I did this frame by frame, it was a lot closer than we thought, but...
Listen, they have the replay.
It looked like he should have been called safe. And after the replay, they still called him out.
So he tweeted, somehow, this is an out. Take series lead tomorrow. Got to do this. Us against the world. With a picture. I think he got the picture that you had as well, the frame before the final tag.
Was it my picture?
Well, no, it's his own picture. You can tell it's off their video screen there in the clubhouse. But the picture that he tweeted out looks like his hand. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Let's grab Dexter Fowler who's talking in the clubhouse right now.
Start clicking, and it's you know, you sit there and you just put a big smile on your face.
It's 2-2 now, the best of three. Does your mindset change at all moving forward into game five?
No, I mean, every at-bat counts, and, you know, every run score counts, and you just got to do a job. If you don't, you pass the baton to keep pushing.
What about not finishing the first shot?
There you go, Dexter Fowler. Mazur not it.
Back to you, Andy.
I wanted to hear Dexter Fowler. He's Dexter Fowler. That's your guy. So Adrian Gonzalez, back to you, Andy Mazur. What's your experience with Adrian Gonzalez in the past?
Adrian is a professional guy. I think he likes to get things right. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Okay.
He's a little bit of a stickler for that.
Okay. Well, I thought...
I think he has a case to be upset.
I do, too. I do, too. But again...
the guy was safe.
But here's the thing. If the call on the field was safe, there's no doubt that he's safe.
Well, Hernandez is a terrible...
But to me, this is one where, okay, I sort of get... Yeah, because even I had to go frame by frame, mm-hmm. and it was that close, so I sort of understand, all right, it's not completely obvious, so you don't overturn it. But this is one where you don't have Cubs fans up in arms over this one if they come back and call him safe.
Listen, if it went the other way, Cubs fans would be having a meltdown.
If you're calling him safe, I'm calling him safe, and he's calling him safe. Yeah. Major League Baseball could have called him safe.
312-981-7200.
Graham, you're on 720 WGN.
Hi. I just want to talk about Anthony Rizzo for a second.
Okay.
First of all, Cubs win. Gigantic win. And I thought in game three in the ninth inning, the game was over at that point, but I thought Anthony Rizzo had to get on base, like, just for a confidence boost. I mean, and even though it was a broken bat single, I thought, like, this is great. He could get, like, a big momentum swing coming from this, just, like, getting that single. And tonight he struck out twice, and then he hit a homer and two singles. I thought that was, like, I don't know how much that ninth inning single played into it, but I thought, like, it could be a definite confidence boost for him.
All right, Graham, appreciate you.
You know, I don't know how much it helped, considering he came out and he struck out twice right away, and that first at bat was not that great.
And he's also a guy of integrity. You don't get a ton of confidence when you break a bat and roll one out, you know, barely hits the infield dirt.
But in the fifth, when he hits the home run.
Yeah.
First of all, he hit that one down the line where he just missed a home run.
Right.
And in my head, I'm going, oh, my God. Come on. This guy needs that so bad. Like, he needs that confidence boost. And he's going to get robbed like that. And then to come back and still hit one in the same at-bat was huge.
But go back to that at-bat, because he thought the 3-1 pitch was a ball.
It was ball four.
Started walking up the line, which said sorry to Angel Hernandez. They had a nice little deal with that on the broadcast
later.
Yeah,
credit to Fox for bringing that back, the conversation with Angel Hernandez.
It was
the
great.
Umpire.
I mean, he was talking to Angel Hernandez, said, hey, you know, you're a good guy. You never argue. You're good to us, that kind of thing. But I think it was almost a walk. And then he turns around and hits the home run.
3-2 bomb. Yep, that was... You never know how life is going to spin, and it spun well for Anthony Rizzo right there.
All right, we got to take a break. This is 720 WGN.
Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
And brought to you by Sloan Water connects us. Carm,
yeah, baby.
We're in a good mood. We also have Kevin Powell all the way from L.A., and he majors in the studio, Adam Hoge. Hey, Kevin, are you there? Kevin Powell? What else I need to do? This is on? Is that one?
Looks good to me.
I know. I got nothing else.
Maybe the other selector.
The other selector? No?
Not the other
this
selector?
One? This one? How about
that one?
No?
We might not be sending the audio to him yet. That's a technical issue. We'll get that fixed. Just give us a second.
All right, then.
Technically, we'll figure that out. More importantly, the Cubs won.
Right? It is more important. I mean, we love Kevin Powell.
We do.
But let's be honest. The important thing is the Cubs. You sound slightly better than yesterday.
Well, listen.
Just a bit.
I feel a little guilty enough. Seems like this is becoming a little bit about me. It's about this city. It's about the great fans. It's about the diehards, the Patty Vasquez, the Andy Mazers, who else would I call a complete diehard out there? Whoever you would be.
Oh, so many diehards.
So many.
People that have tweeted at me that it's not even just for them, but for mm-hmm. their 78-year-old moms.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
for me, it's my dad, not when he was older, but when he was a 10-year-old kid who lived and died by the Cubs.
If they win the World Series, the cemeteries in the city will be very busy. People will be making stops, and that's a true story.
Is that Kevin Powell trying to talk to us?
I don't know.
No. I thought I heard a voice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it?
I thought I heard 17 people.
17 voices in my head right now. Am I live now? Am I on the airwaves? You're on the air.
You're on the air, Kevin Powell. Can you hear
Great.
Patty's
What's
voice?
Up, guys?
Hey, not much. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Was it exciting?
Dodger Stadium. Yeah, they needed that one.
You think?
They needed that one. The bats woke up a little bit, and as Addison Russell put it, it was a big relief, especially for him personally, but obviously the entire offense.
Yeah, that was it was amazing, and I have to imagine that the fans got a little bit cross when things started going south for them.
Yeah, the Dodger fans here.
Yes. Am I not?
Yeah, I don't think you did anything wrong. I think there is a situation brewing, kind of like the. I don't know any other way to put it other than that. There's some gremlins.
We have a situation.
We have a situation.
How would you feel being at Dodger Stadium covering this?
I would feel great.
Right. I mean, would you be wearing all? You don't wear a lot of Cubs stuff. You just kind of you're incognito as a sports guy.
Patty, as you know, I'm a professional.
Yeah. Wait.
And I rarely
didn't you come on this post game show one time and say you weren't a journalist?
I'm not a journalist. Okay. I absolutely hold.
Are you a broadcaster?
You heard that too, right?
I did.
Okay.
It's in his Twitter profile.
I consider myself on a good day to be a talk show host. Mm-hmm. So those people are not journalists. They're talk show hosts, and I love being a reporter. I love doing that part of the gig, but I'm not going to sit there and all of a sudden go out and claim to be some non-biased guy. I'm completely biased, mm-hmm. and trying to grow as a professional.
Wait, you're biased?
I know, it's hard to believe.
With the Cubs?
Are you biased, Adam? With the Sox?
Oh yeah.
All right. Then.
I don't hide from that.
Andy?
Yeah, Cub thing, yeah.
Cub thing.
Definitely Cub thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, there's no point. I don't think that,
I think, listen,
everybody tries to be fair.
Yeah.
I criticize the manager
all
the time.
It depends how you approach it. Because, like, I've been covering the Bears for 6 years now. I grew up a Bears fan. Mm-hmm. I'm totally unbiased at this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's, covering that team it has happens. Taken away any.
I think Bears fans are unbiased when it comes to the Bears.
Yeah,
they can take them or leave them too.
Not according to my Twitter mentions.
Oh, really? They get angry at you?
Oh yeah.
Why? Why? Why don't they get angry somewhere else?
Because it's the Bears. The Bears just like create the anger,
angst.
Yeah.
It's all brewing. It's just under the surface. People got rage. They got to share somewhere.
Also, well, Carm has a giant Michael Jordan bias that affects everything.
Your well, Michael, entire
even
outfield,
beyond
outlook.
Even yeah, well, basically Mike, life.
Michael Jordan saved my childhood. That's that's almost not an overstatement. And I put a lot of energy into 23, and he made me feel great as a kid. So I will always be grateful to.
By the way,
the greatest player to ever play anything for that.
The 219 says they're worried about your health with the Bears and Cubs playing. You might want to consider some blood pressure meds and generous Valium.
Right. Well,
generous doses of Valium.
The Bears, I think, is very easy to be significantly checked out at this point. Although, I mean, we love doing the shows, but it's not like we're dealing with a life or death situation. However, the Cubs is life or death.
Yeah, but for the other three guys on that show, it is.
That's true. That's true. Well, I mean,
Happo being Kaz.
Yeah, I'm worried about them. If anyone's got a heart condition.
I love the Cubs, but those three, you better be prepared for them tomorrow night. It's Bears-Packers.
You know,
they don't care about the Cubs.
You know, well, one of them does. You know who's the biggest Cub fan in that room?
Hamp?
OB.
Nope. No, you know, strike one, strike two. Kaz is
Kaz a big Cubs fan?
Kaz is all in. Wow. Kaz is like having screaming matches with his wife watching the games right now. Kaz is totally into the series.
What was it like for you tonight, Andy, watching the game? Were you at the first couple of innings? Were you yelling a little bit?
I didn't yell too much. I was by myself up there, thankfully. Today,
because I find that I yell when I'm alone too. I yell. They could hear me. Justin was broadcasting, and they were like, "Could you keep it down in the green room?"
I really didn't start screaming until Adam. You walked in, and things started to. You know, it was after the big inning.
Right.
You just needed someone to yell.
I need an audience. Is what I think what I need.
I don't need an audience. Yeah. I'm a screamer.
I want to give my brother Dave huge credit tonight. He's generally an introvert. When Addison Russell hit that homer, I mean, he expressed like I haven't seen that guy express in a long time. It was great. I loved it. That's the beauty of these moments, right?
Let it all
absolutely.
Out.
Where people just get stuff comes out that you just never would have expected.
Let's see if we can hear it from Kevin. Kevin Powell, are you there? Slicker 2
Strike
is.
Can 3. You hear me, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Technology, it's working.
Go towards the light, Carolyn.
I also have the my own voice in my head as well. So,
that's the worst feeling.
Hey, Kevin, were you afraid of John Lackey in the postgame? What was that like? He wasn't thrilled with getting pulled after only 4 innings.
Not thrilled. You could see it on his face as he was pulled out, but that's John Lackey for you. I think he understands the big picture here. Joe Maddon wanted to take him out at that point. If it was John Lackey's choice, he'd pitch the full game at all times. Guys, I'm having a real hard time here.
I understand. That's not easy to do. When
Kev, go get some rest. And if you hear the voice, your own voice in your head, you talk.
Yeah.
Not good. We're going to try to fix it? All right. Hold on. They're going to try to fix it, Kevin.
It's real easy. Okay. It just needs to be.
Kevin's like, okay, we'll try again. This is part of your official obligations of being sent to Los Angeles.
Yeah, you have to at least get the echo in your own headset at least once.
Yes.
It's kind of an initiation. We probably did it on purpose to haze them.
Yeah.
The second time this would happen. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have to do it three times.
It does sound very sad. Three times. Yeah. Make it stop. Make it stop. He's just rocking back and forth in a corner.
It's making me think of being in San Diego in my own hotel room with Patty Vasquez, a room... A floor up for me. Thank you very much. I can put that thought together.
You like the silk pajamas and you know it. Should we take a break here?
Carm, can you come up and have some pizza? I'm in my silk pajamas. Yes, I'll be right up, Patty.
All right, here, let's see. Kevin, can you hear
I'm
us?
I'm here. Oh, this is beautiful.
There you go.
This is how you connect on a Comrex unit. You guys can hear me loud and clear back there?
Yes,
everything
we can.
Everything working? Okay, great. Where did I cut off before? I was gone in sort of a rant and
they were asking you about taking Lackey out.
Yes, John Lackey, not exactly thrilled, but again, he understands the larger picture, and then Joe Maddon wanted to turn over to the bullpen, so he gets it, but that's John Lackey for you. I mean, he's not going to be happy whenever you take him out,
no matter
how many innings he goes.
Yeah, he was yelling at Javi Baez from the very beginning of this game.
So much fun to read his lips. I was like, oh, he just said a bad word.
If Jay Cutler had done that, he would have been crucified.
Every team has a guy like John Lackey. David Ross put it the other day. He said on game day, he's kind of ornery. And I think we can all see that with John Lackey. On days off, they say he's great. They say he's hilarious. He's fun. He jokes around. I just actually haven't seen that side of him. But on game days, he's laser focused. And you didn't have to be a lip-reading expert to figure out what John Lackey was saying as he was walking off the field here at Dodger Stadium.
It was like the veins in his neck were popping out. He looked like he was getting – like he looked hulkish, like he was about to burst out of that shirt.
As Joe Maddon emerged from the dugout, the look on John Lackey's face was of a complete horror and fear. He was not happy when he saw Joe Maddon walking towards the mound. So that's John Lackey, though. That's what you're going to get from him. But I thought he pitched fairly well tonight, though.
Has the NLCS MVP award ever been given to a guy not even on the roster, Matt Caesar? Do you think he could get some votes at least maybe for the NLCS MVP for giving Rizzo his bat?
Two strikeouts for Rizzo. He wanted to switch something up, grabs Matt Caesar's bat. Next thing you know, it's a home run. He breaks out of a slump. Anthony Rizzo was asked about it. He said he just wanted to try it out. He's used it in the past. He's had success with it. He said it's essentially the same bat he uses, just a different model. So the length and weight and things like that are the same. But it was just a matter of trying something different, and he grabbed it, and it worked out just fine. So we'll see if Rizzo elects to use it again in the postseason.
A picture like the Pedro Serrano moment in Major League, where he's like blessing his bats and...
with the chicken bones yes. and the rosary. And,
yeah.
any comments from Javi Baez about being yelled at by Lackey? I'm wondering if that was covered.
Baez did not talk about that, but I don't know if I got this in earlier before I was cut off that. How important it was for the Cubs to get on the board first. Joe Maddon talked about it, and it all started with the defense because Hayward saves a run with his throw from right. You had the play
with an assist from Major League Baseball.
Correct. Yes, that was also addressed. I think if that's called safe, they don't overturn it anyways. You know what I mean? So
yes,
I think whichever way they call it, there just wasn't enough there. And then you think about what Wilson Contreras did with the pickoff at second. Those were huge. I mean, those were two potential runs for the Dodgers. They hold them off, and then they put the four spot up. So that was huge. Joe Maddon talked about it the other day. I think it was yesterday, getting on the board first, and they did, and they rolled. The offense was back. It's a crazy series, though. 8 runs, then 0, then 0, and then a 10 spot here in game 4.
Can you real quick talk about I guess Kershaw threw a bullpen today, making him unavailable for tomorrow, at least to start. Is that the deal?
He's not gonna pitch tomorrow.
Right.
It's Maeda tomorrow. Roberts was asked about it 37 times today, and he insisted it is Kershaw in game 6. It's Kenta tomorrow.
All right. Kenta Maeda.
And how is Kenta Maeda? What can we expect?
Well, have you ever heard of the song Hava Nagila, Kenta Maeda? It's a really great tune.
I'm not really sure how you put it that
please
way.
Please don't again.
It's a Javi Baez Nagila Kenta Maeda. That's what's going to happen tomorrow when Baez takes Maeda deep. We're going to dance around. We're going to go Baez Nagila Maeda to the World Series. Who's in? Powell?
None of us.
I'm in. I'll circle it around the clubhouse, try to get to catch on, and I'll let him know at the Carm wanted me to pass that along to them.
I mean, they should feel confident for real going up against Kenta Maeda tomorrow. Bottom line.
As I think they were today. I mean, how did we feel about is it Julio Urias?
Urias.
Yeah. My mom's going to be so mad at me. I practiced all day.
Yeah.
She's like, he's from Mexico.
Well, you know, this was a kid that hadn't given up a home run at Dodger Stadium this year.
Really?
And it hadn't given up a home run in 179, I want to say, plate appearances, which was
and also
easy way to rattle him a little bit.
As much as I hated Hayward being in the lineup, once again, the manager has a reasonable explanation because Hayward did hit this kid earlier this year.
Oh, fair enough.
So,
is he in the lineup tomorrow, Kevin, in your opinion?
Hayward? Yeah.
Oh, come on.
How can he be?
Joe Mann was asked about this, and he just said this is his team. He goes, you know, this is this year's team when you go and look at who was playing. And I think that sort of makes sense. I mean, it worked. You think Jorge Soler makes that throw in right field?
Which strikeout or ground out to second worked?
The ground out to second, drove in a run.
Got a run in.
Cool.
All right, Adam. I hear you, man. I just don't
Touché.
I see Hayward in the lineup tomorrow.
Every position player on this team starter got on base twice today. Scored a run and got on base twice. Hayward did none of that.
Did you? Mike Montgomery got a hit. Got a base hit to left, and his swing legitimately looked better than Jason Hayward.
Short and compact.
I mean, my God.
That was two at bats after Hayward popped out to second base.
He loves
second base.
Can you investigate tomorrow whether or not Jason Hayward plans on using a Matt Caesar model?
Nobody misses.
they should try that.
I know. Why not?
Can't hurt. Wilson Contreras' bat won't be in the lineup tomorrow, too, so that doesn't help.
Wait, why is that?
David Ross will catch John Lester.
Oh, so they go back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
So but that's another reason why you can't play Hayward.
That's a good point. You're taking out Contreras' bat. That's big.
Pretty pickoff at second. Adorable. It was adorable.
You know, I hate to say it. They're missing Kyle Schwarber right now.
They are. I was thinking that
last night when we went 18 innings without a run.
I didn't know that we were going to get to that point. But I have this conversation in my own head, not with you, Carm. I don't know why.
why would he be in your
head? Just like before. I was thinking about this earlier tonight when Carm wasn't around. But if you take Hayward out, who are you putting him back in? And this is really the first time where I'm going, they're kind of missing Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, tomorrow, Kevin. I mean, I don't know if you agree with me, KP, but I would say Chris Coughlin. If you want to put a lefty, I'd rather have Coughlin in there.
Yeah, Coughlin for sure, because Matt had just talked about Jorge Soler and that it sounds like he's going to be strictly used for pinch-hitting roles at this point. I don't think you're going to see Jorge Soler in a starting lineup. So, yeah, I mean, Coughlin's probably the better option from Hayward at the plate, no question.
708's texting in Kyle against Kershaw. Well, that's the deal. Is that somebody okay?
Someone dying next to you, Kevin?
I've been noticing. I'm trying not to be distracted by the noises around Kevin.
Is that Schuster or Levine?
Oh, is that here? Yeah, it was. I just realized.
There's an ambient noise.
I thought it was one of you guys in the studio.
No,
I didn't know that was someone.
You.
I didn't even know anybody was around me. I was laser focused on this program right now.
He's sitting in the corner looking at a wall. Things going around. What was your question, Carm, before we go?
It's an interesting one from the text line. You know, Kyle against Kershaw. I mean, that's your game six. So, no one's going to feel super confident with that matchup. So, I guess tomorrow might be a key game in the series, perhaps. Game five of the NLCS. That could be a big one.
Either way, we're coming home.
I would agree with that, Carm.
Yeah.
Taking a 3-2 series lead is fairly important.
It would be good if they won tomorrow, right, KP?
So, it'd be good. That's your expert analysis for me tonight. It'd be good if they win tomorrow.
I think that's excellent. Can you put that? We're going to put that as a header for the show tonight. It would be good if the Cubs won tomorrow. I think that works.
I like it.
Kevin, go have fun or at least get some rest, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Have fun in the sun. More after this. It's the True Blue Plus, right? True Blue Plus?
True Blue Playoff Plus.
That's what it was. I knew it was something I was missing. True Blue
Playoff
Plus. To the
World Series, Patty.
It's sponsored by Wintrust and Sloan. More after this on 720 WGN.
720 WGN.
We also want to thank Sloan for making this possible. Water connects us. Joining me in the studio is at the car, Mark Carman. We're calling you Mark again? Is that what we're going back to?
Whatever you want, Patty. I'm in a great mood.
Andy Mazur.
I'm here.
Also in the studio, Adam Hogue. And joining us right now is John Sobel from Max and Benny's, who brought us two, not one, but two boxes of cookies. Thank you so much.
I can't just only bring you one. I know. Done one before, so I got to keep upping the game here.
Well, we need to leave. We'll talk a little bit later about the other box of cookies, but the Cubs cookies are fantastic. They have to be flying out of the shop.
Flying, just like the W.
Well, and it is fun. I mean, Carm, does a Cubby cookie make you excited? Does that make you happy?
There's nothing in the world that makes me happier when I look to my left and see a Rizzo cookie, a Brian cookie, a plain Cub cookie.
Arietta.
The W flag cookie.
The W flag cookie. I mean, John's doing great work over here, and I love Max and Benny's.
It's just part of the fun. I mean, that's the thing you have to remember. We were talking about this last night, is the mirth. Enjoy yourself, right?
Yes.
You, the Cubs, everybody.
Everybody.
I don't understand the anxiety.
Everybody in the club getting tips. That's what's going on right now. What do you think about that, Mazur?
Just wait till Fowler strikes out to start the game tomorrow.
It's going to be rough.
Carm will be right back down.
Dexter Fowler, the Cubs are 54-15. When Dexter Fowler reaches base at least twice, and he did that tonight, Adam Hogue. Know that.
Your numbers are starting to just wash right over me. I can't retain any of that.
54 wins in 15 losses.
That's the problem with baseball. It's just so many stats.
I made Pete McMurray's eyes roll in the back of his head this morning when I said that that Hill had 93 pitches, 49 of them were curveballs, and we only swung at 18 of them.
Oh, my God. You loved it. You loved it.
he was like, I don't know what just happened. I'm like, that's Carm. Carm did that to me.
See? That's you, Patty.
That's you.
Digesting. That's
paying
you.
Attention.
Well, that seemed, that was an important one. The rest of it I can't hold on to. I'm sure it's all important, but that seems significant.
Andy and Adam have both been incredibly impressed with my attention to detail on these shows.
Would you say impressed?
I'd be impressed with your attention.
Let's hear from Dexter Fowler.
I'm trying to make a point here about Adrian Gonzalez, and well, next thing I know, I'm hearing Dexter Fowler in my head.
Dexter Fowler is sponsored by the Jordan brand. Let's just get it all on the table here. So I'm biased towards Dexter Fowler because of his clothing choices. And when I looked up at the screen and Dexter Fowler was talking, you breaking down Adrian Gonzalez's tweets just went to the back of the line in my mind.
What was he tweeting?
He was tweeting that he tweeted a picture of his hand on the plate saying, "This is an out, huh?"
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was because he kind of slid by the catcher. That was. I thought he was going to be called out. I was surprised that on the replay that they called him out. And I thought he was going to be safe.
Yep.
I thought for sure he was
safe.
Everybody
in the building thought so.
Yeah.
He was safe.
Absolutely, he was safe. That's why he tweeted after the game the picture of him clearly safe.
So this
is
out.
But it's bold. I mean, to call out Major League Baseball like that.
Well, did the catcher catch him in the jaw?
In
the chin? Which, right, because his hand's obviously ahead of his jaw. So if his hand's here and his jaw is here, that would definitely be disparity of distance.
It's incredible that just sometimes in life things can be so easy. Like Joel Maddon, do simple better. Major League Baseball does replay harder. They just, whatever they're doing, they just make it more difficult than it has to be. By the way, more importantly, Cubs are 4-0 in the playoffs when John Lackey or John Lester starts, and John Lester will be starting tomorrow. Know that.
Okay, we know that.
1-1 with Kyle Hendricks, 0-2 with Jake. Know that too.
We're all nodding.
For game 6 and 7.
That's right. Exactly. 1-1, 0-2, game 7.
How many relief pitchers did we go through today? I was watching the debate and had the game on in the background.
That'd be 5.
5? We had 5 just for us?
And and none of them gave up a run.
Because Lackey only went 4.
Okay.
So they had to kind of...
Montgomery pitched 2.
But no one's really overworked.
Yeah. No.
Montgomery's probably pitched the most.
Hey, here's something we didn't talk about, though.
Yeah.
Strope and Rondon in easy innings getting some work, because those two guys have been less effective than we saw them in the regular season, but they had some injury problems toward the end. Now it's a chance to get them in a low-stress situation and get an inning.
Yep. You gotta like that. And by the way, as we look ahead towards tomorrow, Kenta Maeda, who will be starting for the Los Angeles Dodgers, in the playoffs against the Cubs last week, 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all right? Before that, 3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs against the Nationals. And then go back late in the season, his last start was against the Giants, which kind of mattered. 2 2/3, 9 hits, 5 runs.
Yeah, 'cause if they win that game, the Giants don't make the playoffs.
Right. I mean, it was, you know, and then you would think they would be trying to knock him out. Before that, he went 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned against the San Diego Padres. So you're talking about four outings in a row where he did not make it to the fifth inning. That's your Dodger starter tomorrow night.
Wow.
Just for, you know.
Perspective. Context.
To give you a little love here.
Flavor.
It's when your old head hits the pillow tonight, you know that Kenta Maeda.
Got to take advantage. Got to get a lead. Got to avoid Kenley Jansen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All true. All right. Got a great opportunity tomorrow night.
Where are you watching the game tomorrow night, Carm?
I'm going to be
here. You didn't come hang out with me down here. I'm just at the green room.
I'm going to be in the studio with one TV on the Bears and one TV on the Cubs.
Be one of those nights.
I'll be in Green Bay.
Okay. Oh, you're going to the game.
The WGN radio sports team will be juggling some things in the air.
Right. I don't start until like 1 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah. You have a lot of ground to cover
tomorrow. We will be. What's the schedule, Carm? You guys got Bears Post from
Bears Post is from 10:30 to midnight, and then we're doing True Blue from midnight to one.
So
you won't need me.
So I won't even.
I won't be on True Blue tomorrow night because I'll be in Green Bay covering the Bears.
But you will be doing an 11:35 hit on the Bears.
I will be on with you guys,
and I will mention the Cubs in that hit.
Andy, will you be watching both the Bears game and the Cubs game?
I'll be focusing on the Cubs game.
Somebody needs to.
Yeah,
I think between the three of you. Yeah, you go ahead and I'm going to put you in charge of watching the Cubs.
I keep score of all the games that I watch up here.
Do you have extras of those? I want to learn how to do that again. Yeah. I haven't done that since I was a kid.
This is my own creation, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Can you scan one for me?
I can definitely do that.
A PDF?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. A little scorecard? That'd be great.
That would be. Andy Mazur created his own scorecard.
He's even got like the cardboard paper.
Yeah, I got the paper.
See, the thing about that, because I have some really good friends that I watch games with, but they talk a lot. And if I had like a task in front of me, maybe it would show that I need to focus on the game.
Yeah. See, this is the play-by-play guy, maybe, because this is what you could do when you.
I'd actually like to see a copy of that, too, because it's way more advanced than one I had printed off.
If you could just scan that and send that to all three of us.
$25 a copy. No big deal.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't have
not
said
for you,
anything.
Though. Not for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We have John Sobel from Max and Benny's. Are you guys how many people are calling asking if you got enough cookies left for the rest of the playoffs?
Oh, we're just constantly making them. We're gonna now start with today's win was a big deal because now we're gonna have a home game.
Right.
A guaranteed home game left. So yeah, we know they're gonna be going off the shelves.
And are you guys in the park at all? Do you have Max and Benny's cookies up in the suites?
We are.
Oh,
first time this year.
There's four home games left. There's game six at home. That's when they're going to clinch their berth to the World Series. And then there's three, four, and five. And five will be when they win the World Series.
Could happen. We're trying to wrap our minds around that. But three, four, and five. So it's going to be two. We get the three at home here in the middle.
Yeah.
Why is that?
We're the middle three.
Because the stupid All-Star game.
American League won the All-Star
game. It's so dumb. And now it's going to people are going to be talking about it again.
It's going to bite them in the ass, potentially.
See, and that's where the whole idea of meritocracy. The Cubs earned the home field advantage.
Damn right they did.
It used to go every other year to the league and the National League and then the American League, and then they had the crazy stupid idea
stupid
to make the All-Star game work.
Whoever's the better record should have home field advantage.
I agree.
It's not hard. Another thing Major League Baseball is just making hard that doesn't need to be hard.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Absolutely right.
Can we talk about this Nomar Garcia Parra jersey? Because it's fantastic.
Well, John, yes?
That was the year that he came to the team, and I thought, this guy's been with Boston forever. He's going to come to Chicago, and he's going to be with Chicago, and then he's going to retire. And that was my thought. And so I'm like, great, I'm going to get a Garcia Parra jersey, and it's going to be just – I can always keep it forever. I have an Urlacher jersey, and it's like, that's great. Mm-hmm. I can keep that forever. And so much for that.
Oh, boy.
I got some jersey trivia on that,
oh,
by the way. Because there was when he was acquired – he always wore a specific number. He always wore number five.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy that had number five on the Cubs that particular season who was a nice enough guy to give it up and switch to number eight.
Oh, and who was that?
You guys know?
312-981-7200. Does anyone know the answer to Andy's
Juan Uribe.
It was not Juan Uribe.
Good, because somebody can win a gift card from Apple Electronics.
Okay, perfect.
If they can answer Andy Major's question one more time.
So Nomar came, wanted number five. This player gave up number five and switched to number eight. Who is he?
Who is he?
Matt Mertin.
What are you
Matt Martin
doing?
Was part of the trade.
Why are you guessing when I said this is for? Are you doing?
He was so
guess?
Nice to give up his number as he got
Matt
shipped
Martin
out of
was number, number 19, by the way.
I knew that Matt Martin was in the deal. So
19.
Same thing. Textures. Juan Uribe was not a real guest.
Switch.
No, he never played for the Cubs. He wore number 5.
That's Patty not realizing that they're kidding. Correct. I don't know.
Switch from 5 to 8.
312.
So he was a Cub.
981. 7200.
Dawson.
Do you know the answer?
Really good guess, but wrong.
And we'll take a call or a text.
I'd retire the number for Andre.
I was at the game where they got Nomar.
From out. Yeah. Electronics.
That was an in-game trade.
312-981-7200.
Right, 5 minutes before the deadline.
And we are hanging out with the True Blue Playoffs Plus team. That's Adam Hoge, Andy Mazur, and at the car, Mark Carmen. John Sobel joined us from Max and Benny's. He's brought some delicious treats. First, we're trying out the baseball, the Cubby cookies, and then we'll talk more about the other cookies he brought after 1 a.m. More after this on 720 WGN. Wow! I feel good. I knew
that I would. Seager grounds to the left side. That's Bryant. Series is tied. Cubs win it 10-2. And their hitters broke out tonight. A 3-hour, 58-minute game. Montgomery the winner, Urias the loser. And the series is tied 2 games apiece.
That's got a bug lucky to not have to win.
Didn't go long enough to get the win, but thank you, Joe Buck, for summing it up so well, my man.
There you go.
Courtesy of Fox Sports
One. Good. We, Andy Mazur, pose a question to our listeners. Once again, which player? Go ahead. You pose a question.
Yeah. So when Nomar was acquired in that crazy trade that was at the very end of the trade deadline, he wanted the number 5. Someone had it, gave it up, and switched to number 8.
Marianne, who was that player?
Good morning. His name was Michael Barrett.
Was Michael Barrett.
I prefer Mike. He let me call him Mikey, but you're correct. We've got a gift card for you from Apt Electronics. Say hi to our friend Steve Shapiro out there. Everyone else can go to aptelectronics.com for all of your needs.
Marianne, what was Michael Barrett's most famous moment as a Cub?
Probably when he punched out A.J. Purses.
Damn.
Yeah. Sucker punch. It was a sucker punch. It was uncalled for.
How many fights did Barrett get into?
He got into a few.
Too many.
As a matter of fact, there's a story now between him and Dave Roberts, the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I remember he got into a shouting match with Carlos Zambrano in the dugout.
Yep.
You're a good fan, Marianne.
He's such a mild, you see, and I think he's pretty much a mild-mannered guy, but...
Yeah, off the field he was,
a couple outbursts there, so... Yeah.
It's a high-stakes game, you know? Mm-hmm. The adrenaline rushes.
Emotions run high.
Exactly.
More important, Marianne, are they winning it all?
What do you think,
Mary? I'm hoping. I'm saying it was a release that they won 10-2, so I'm on the upswing in terms of how they're going to do. So we've got Lester tomorrow, so go Cubs.
Marianne, I go Cubs. Yeah, she sounds excited. You and Marianne should watch the game together.
I was going to say, she just wrapped up Mark Harmon's postgame comments.
Marianne has been through the ringer. I feel you, Marianne. Hang in there.
This is good. Keep your spirits up, Marianne. Enjoy yourself, okay?
Good. We got a good team, and now hopefully they're through their hitting slump, and it'll be smooth sailing.
Do you want to sing Men in Blue for us?
No. I have a terrible voice, and I'm going through a cold, so
I don't think
your listeners would enjoy it.
Well, we enjoy having you on the air, Marianne. I hope you feel better, and thank you so much. You got a gift card. Hold on the line, and Craig will take your information. I was going to ask Marianne, this is where the anxiety I get is when they start running up like 8 runs and we know it's, you know, going to be a pretty locked up game. We're like, can we save a couple of those for tomorrow? Can we? Why? We went 18 innings with none. Could you spread these? I know it's illogical. It doesn't work that way, but still,
yeah,
pardon me.
But you're onto something there, Petty. Old school Cubs would lose tomorrow 4-3. That's what would happen.
These are the new Cubs.
These are the new Cubs.
You got Rizzo and Russell. They're hot now. They got Matt Caesar's bat.
So hot.
Well, here is...
It's so good. Can't wait.
And maybe you've already
whole team
this.
Should use that bat tomorrow.
Uh-huh. The whole team? The whole team.
Like back in Little League when they had the one bat everybody used.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when they were showing the replay of that broken bat yesterday. I'm like, you know, I never liked aluminum bats, but watching them get that, you know, try almost get a hit, and it's because the bat snapped. Mm-hmm. That was unfortunate. I was going to ask you, Carm, and maybe you've already talked about this. Maybe we covered this yesterday. During the season, had they gone that many innings without a run?
No, they haven't been. They haven't been shut out in back-to-back games like that since 2014.
Oh, see.
So that was all of this year, all of last
year. That's it. It was a glitch. It was just the Matrix. There was this little glitch.
Well, and they hadn't lost three games in a row.
Right.
Since July, right?
Yeah. They lost five straight before the win in Pittsburgh going into the All-Star.
You knew they were going to win tonight.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Never a doubt. We should actually...
I think you had a couple
doubts. What we should be doing is breaking down the Cleveland Indians and how the World Series is going to shake out and just advance past.
Okay, now we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Yeah. Let's slow your roll. John, were you nervous at all? Max and Benny's, how was everybody in the bakery?
Oh no, this was a good game. I didn't feel it was a true must win, but it was a good place to have the win, to go 2-2. It's the right thing to do as a Cub fan. You can, for all the weak fans, the bandwagon, we're jumping off the bandwagon.
There's plenty of room on this wagon. I invite everybody.
There is no place better to eat your baseball emotions than at Max and Benny's. You can just sit there with them corned beef and just mow the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, I personally became a fan when I moved into Chicago and moved across the street from Arnie Harris, the director of Cubs baseball.
Oh wow!
And became friends with him and his family. So I've been a fan since for almost 50 years.
Do you have any ticket hookups?
I have no ticket hookups.
Oh man. I'm making friends all over the place.
My sister has better ticket hookups in L.A. right now than I do here.
By the way, Elliot Serrano will be going to the game tomorrow night. He flew to L.A. today. His brother invited him to go out there. He said the ticket, the airfare, and the Airbnb was going to be altogether less than $200 for him.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because his brother works for an airline.
Okay,
ticket I think was $115.
For the game. Yeah, we talked about that the other night. I mean, if you want to have a fun road trip this week, you could pretty much pull off the...
You got to go now.
Yeah.
The trip to L.A.
You got to leave 4 hours ago.
But for the amount that tickets at Wrigley are costing you, it's like cheaper to go out to L.A. to go to the game.
I know. I was thinking, I was because I have like frequent flyer miles, but no, it wasn't going to happen.
There were plenty of good seats available tonight, too.
Yeah. Oh, you can see. And then did you see the parking lot filled with like limousines and people still rolling up in the fourth inning?
You know, it's a tough place to get to. Chavez Ravine there at Dodger Stadium where it's located. It's literally in the ravine, and you have to drive up. And there's one road in and one road out.
And it's a 5 o'clock start there.
And traffic around there is just absolutely bananas.
Well, and that's the thing about, going to Wrigley. You're in the neighborhood. You take the bus. You take the train. You park it. I'm not saying where you're going to park. I was about to say where I park, and then you can walk. But I'm not saying... Carm, I know you got your spots. I was so close. I almost said.
I love that Patty feels like she has figured something. There's a $224 one-way ticket to L.A. tomorrow, flying out of Midway on Southwest. That's not too bad.
It's round trip?
Stuck there.
That's a one-way.
That's a one-way?
You got to walk back, but it's all good.
When do you want to come back, Hoagie?
And it's Southwest, so you're going to stop a few times along the way.
Well, time for game six.
Okay, so... Well, you don't want to fly back on Friday. That's going to be expensive.
I got to go to Green Bay tomorrow anyway.
Let's see what Saturday looks like.
I do have a question before we take this break. Karma, I'm going to go ahead and put our cart in front of the horse and say, so we road trip into Cleveland? More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. Craig, we have some highlights that we want to make sure we get to before we let these guys go. You're not released, gentlemen. You are not released.
Well, we might want to go through all the scoring plays for the Cubs, right? If you guys want to just list off what happened, and then we have all of them except the first one.
Where's your scorecard at?
I can start us off. In the fourth inning, Hayward had an RBI we'll just play this one.
Grounds one to second, a run scores. And it's 2-0 Cubs. And the first postseason RBI is a Cub for Jason Hayward.
Yeah, then it was time for the big blow.
That was the thrilling ground out to second base by Jason Hayward. And then Addison Russell was up next to...
That is hit deep to center. Back at the wall. It is gone. 4-0 Chicago. Russell breaks
it. So nice. I feel good.
So, Craig, we're moving to the fifth now? Yep. Fifth inning?
Yeah, that's correct.
This is the fifth inning, and this is the leadoff man using Matt Caesar's bat. Yeah, that felt pretty good.
So good.
So Carm's noises.
Do you need to be alone, Carm? Do you?
Let's go to the sixth.
Can we lower the lights for you?
I am alone right now.
All right.
Let's go to the sixth inning. A couple of men on, and the leadoff man who is the love and pride and joy of one Mark Carman, Dexter Fowler, came up.
My man.
That's a base hit in the right. Russell scores. Montgomery will hold at second. And Fowler's got a two-hit night.
Yeah, Dex.
It's 6-2.
Yeah, Dex.
Yeah, and then the big guy that continued to use Matt Caesar's bat, he was not done in the sixth inning, Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo trying to take the pressure off Joe Maddon. That is going to do the trick.
Ripped.
In the right center field, and two runs are going to score. And the Cubs have their biggest lead of the night, 8-2.
Ball smoked.
Yep. Do we have the Baez play too?
Into right center field. Ball sinking in a hurry. Peterson with a diving catch. Tagging and scoring for another run is Bryant. The ball gets away. Here comes Rizzo. Throw to the plate. Safe. Two more runs. It's 10-2.
That was like the fifth bad play of the Dodgers. Like, yeah. That should not be ignored. The Dodgers were horrendous tonight.
Yeah, what was going on there?
They were horrible.
So
good. We'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We'll take the Cubs on the flip side were great. That's why the score was as lopsided as it was.
10-2.
10-2. More tomorrow. Adam Hoge is heading up to Green Bay. He'll be covering the Bears. And then with the three Bears and Carm, four Bears? How many Bears are there now? There's Kaz, Hamp, OB.
There's three Bears.
Three Bears.
There's three actual Bears.
Okay.
The show is very, very fun.
It is awesome.
Way to sell it.
I just love, you can hear their heads about to explode.
I had multiple thoughts going on, and I just chose to dial them all down and just throw that out there.
It is dynamic. I would call that show dynamic. Andy Mazur will be here by himself watching the game.
It's okay. I'm good with that.
You got a scorecard out?
I'll get my scorecard.
And I'll be texting you or tweeting at you.
Okay, cool.
Make sure I'm filling out my card correctly.
Not a problem.
Carm, which post game are you most looking forward to tomorrow night?
Come on. This is the one.
Come on.
You know Dexter why? Because this is the year.
The Bears?
I said this one because this is the year. It's the Tribute Playoff Plus.
I'm a professional. I will give both shows the same amazing effort that I always do.
Sure
you will. We've been sponsored by Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and Sloan Water connects us. Carm will be here tomorrow as well. And enjoy yourselves. Have a good night. Go get some rest, will you?
See ya.
Go
do that. Definitely.
And we're hanging out with John Sobel in the Allstate Showcase studio. We'll talk a little bit more about the cookies he's brought from Max and Benny. Sergeant Hurd, are you going to grab a microphone or are you going to hang out in the back? We have a Marine in the studio. That's always a good night.